This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome, everyone, to Kailal Igra de Pirka here in Kew Garden Hills. We begin Sefer Shemois. Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael haba'im etzroima es Ya'akov v'ishu v'esai ba'o. These are the names of the children of Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim. With Yaakov, each man came with his household. So there's a well-known remez of the Baal HaTurim on this pasuk, referring to the mitzvah that is introduced in the Gemara Brachos on Daf Ches. The Gemara tells us that one needs to complete his parshios with the tzibor, twice the pasuk and once the targum, and anyone who does so, ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnaisav. So this halacha, which is introduced in Masechta Brachos and is codified in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Hei. Why Siman Reish Pei Hei? You know, they say Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that the Simanim in Shulchan Aruch are Baruch HaKodesh. So this is one Siman that is Rafa Biadenu. We're a little bit weak in this. People are not so Zohir necessarily to be Maver the Sedja. So it's a Siman Reish Pei Hei. In fact, it's important for a person to make simanim in learning, even in the simanim of Shulchan Aruch. First of all, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes Hilcha Shofar are in simin. What? No. Tav Kuf Peivav Gematria Shofar, right? Because B'siyata D'Shmaya, that's how Hashgacha had it, that the halachas of Shofar are in the simin, which is Gematria Shofar. I remember once I went to a shir from the Rishon LeZion, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. So he posed the question to the audience. It was full of Talmidei Chachamim, and nobody knew the answer. What siman in Yoredeya is Hilchos Dagim? And I had learned Yoredeya, and I did not remember. He says, come on, siman Pei Gimel, Rosh Teva is Gefilte Fish. So, and he brought a number of other simanim. He said, siman Reish Samach Gimel is Hilchos Hadlakas Neirois. Because there's a sheet of Reb Sad Yagoin that the Mechaber wanted to be Mechabed, and he brought a bunch of different Ramazim. I like to say, you know, Simen Chav Hei is Hilchos Tfilin, Yad Keha, right? And then the best one is, I think I mentioned this, Hilchos Slichos is in Simen Taf Kuf Pei Aleph. Tough, it's a tough time, and Kuf Pei Aleph, you need a lot of coffee. So, by the way, there's somebody who has a whole program of remembering Shas, and he does it by making up ridiculous mnemonics to help remember every Daf Gemara, and it actually works. What?
He sings it.
No, I'm not talking about that one. I don't know that. You know, there's somebody asked at the Shabbos table. You know, Bila and Zilpa, which children are for Bila, which for Zilpa? So nobody knew. My wife said I learned the song in third grade, and she remembered. But with simanim, the more outlandish the siman is, the better you remember. You know, you remember a davar tema. Anyway, so here's the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, "Ve'ela shmois b'nei Yisrael rashi teivos ve'adam asher loymed haseder shnayim mikra ve'echad targum." A person that learns the order twice mikra and one targum b'koil noim in a pleasant voice yashir singing it. Yichya shanim rabbis, he will live many years, aruchim, long years, la'olam, forever. Now what does it mean to live, if you live many years, what is the advantage of that them being long? What's the difference between many and long? See, a person could live for a day and not accomplish anything. You know, you get stuck in a minyan that they start 9 o'clock Shabbos morning and they have some chazan and you don't get out until 12:30. So, you know, you have a day, but you don't do anything the whole day. You know, so sometimes you have to find the right minyan, the right time, and you're able to maximize your time. You have it's good to have many days and long days. Healthy?
Yes.
Okay, healthy also.
Healthy, not long.
Okay. Marpe Arucha, that's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go with that. Okay. So this remez of the Baal HaTurim is not just in the world of remez and drush, but it's actually codified in the poskim as well. Because the Levush, in Siman Reish Pehe, the Levush brings that Chazal obligated a person. Now this is very interesting. What do you mean Chazal obligated? Look at the difference between the Lashon of the Levush and the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara just says, La'olam. What does La'olam mean? Really? Forever? It doesn't sound very emphatic. It sounds more somewhat suggestive, but, you know, it's interesting. In the Gemara it says, La'olam. The Torah says, Tzarech, you need to. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev, you have to. Which means that when a Gemara says, La'olam, it means you have to. That's the way the Gemara formulates it. But anyway, the Levush says that the reasoning behind the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum is Kedei Sheyehei Baki B'Tayra. God wants a Jew to be proficient in Torah, familiar with the Torah. V'simanach ve'eila shemois b'nei Yisrael v'chayiv adam likrois ha'parsha Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum.
Why is that in Shmuel?
Hold on to that question for a minute. V'zeh chayavim kol b'nei Yisrael. And who's chayiv? So people ask. Everyone's chayiv? No. Gentiles are pater from Shnayim Mikra. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. Okay? So you do not have to go out and proselytize people to do Shnayim Mikra. Don't stand on a soapbox in Times Square. They give Rabbi Yisai Shnayim Mikra v'echad targum. But Yidin, if you have a bris milah, and even if you don't, you still have to do Shnayim Mikra v'echad targum. If your mother's Jewish, you have to do it. V'chol ha'oysa kein ma'arichin loy yama v'shnaysaf. Fine. So it's interesting. Why is the Levush all of a sudden becoming a darshan and a Baal Remez? The Levush is not the Baal HaTurim. Why is the Levush incorporating a Remez to Shnayim Mikra? He could quote the Gemara, which he does. What does it add to bring down this Remez of Eila Shemais B'nei Yisrael that V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'yachat Targum? Comes El Yaraba, and the El Yaraba says that this remez is so authentic, this remez is so basic, this remez is so early, that we could actually be medakdek and medayek in the language of the remez to learn out halacha lemaisa. Because it says, Chayiv Adam Yisrael, Chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha, Shnayim Mikra. Why do we call it Shnayim? Why don't we call it Shtayim, says El Yerab, in the name of Lechem Chamudais? We know there are various ways of doing Shnayim Mikra. You could do it Pasuk, Pasuk, Targum, Pasuk, Pasuk, Targum. Now, Pasuk is Zachar, and Shtayim is Nekeva. Parsha, on the other hand, is Nekeva. So the fact that it says Shnayim Mikra, which is Lasha in Zachar, that's Mashma, the proper way to be Mekayim in the midst of Shnayim Mikra is didaktik midamar Shnayim Lashon Zachar Sheyikra al kol pasuk upasuk. That the ideal way to do Shnayim Mikra is pasuk by pasuk and not parsha by parsha. Diikoy a parsha, if it was going on the parsha, havalei lemisni Shtayim Lashon Nekeva. So it's very, very interesting because there are two approaches brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Either pasuk by pasuk or parsha to parsha. Now parsha to parsha means from pei to pei, samach to samach. That those are the only two options brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan adds a third option, which is the easiest option. It's you do the whole parsha once, the whole parsha again, and then the whole targum. But interesting, that approach is not cited in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Eliyahu Rabbah feels the ideal way to do it is pasuk by pasuk, and he's medayik it in the lashon of shnayim and not shtayim. Okay, comes Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and this is quoted by the Chida. We know the Chida when he traveled.
Is it plugged in the camera, or it's okay?
If you can. Okay. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, this remez as well, Ve'ela Shemois B'nei Yisrael, this is really the earliest makar of this remez. He says, Ve'ela Shemois stands for V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'yachas Targum. So I remember that I had once seen, this is the Chida's memory of what Rabbeinu Ephraim wrote. But I remembered I once saw in a version of Rabbeinu Ephraim how he makes that the entire pasuk is a remez to the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra, and I cannot find. Okay, we'll be okay. We cannot find. I cannot find this version of Rabbeinu Ephraim anywhere. I went to all the bookstores, And then I went to Yeshiva D'Archei Torah. They had in their library one of the original printings of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And get a load of this. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, V'chaye ve'ela shmois b'nei Yisrael haba Mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu b'yisrei bo. What does it stand for? V'chaye, not Adam. You know, if it would say v'chayev Adam, you know what people would think? Of course everyone's chayev, but not me, because my life is too busy. So it means everyone else. So Rabbi Ephraim says, no, not everyone else. V'chayev ata, you, pal, we're talking to you. You who think you're pater, we're telling you you're chayev. Shnayim mikro v'chatargam. How do you do it? B'nei, b'tame neguna yikrena. You should lane it with the trump. Say, oh, that's miserable. No, yismach simcha rabba imlamda. You need to rejoice when you do it. Ha'oisek b'talmud eina yarmei anshim. And don't worry, it will save you from all difficulty. Mitzrayma mikol tsarais rabbis yutzlu mishnine atayra. You will be saved from all tsaras. So instead of following the advice of the magazines that people waste their lives reading, I'm not talking about the non-Jewish ones, of different ways to save yourself from all travails, follow the advice of Chazal. Chayiv Adam Likros Haparsha Shnayim Mikro VeEchad Targum Shekol HaMashlim Parshiyosav Imatzibur Marichin Loi Yamav Ushnoisav. So this Chosh of a gentleman in right field asked, if it's such an important mitzvah that you're obligated to be Maver Sedra, the worst time to tell a tzibur about the mitzvah of being Maver Sedra is when you're fallen so behind the eight ball that you cannot catch up. Imagine if in 2 weeks from now we hold a big rally about the importance of starting the Daf Yomi cycle. You know, we're chacham from the Manashtana, you know. You're already behind the eight ball. You know, you want to start talking about the Daf Yomi a month ago, not a month later. You know, once you're up to Daf Yud Gimel, you know, I'll see you in 7.5 years. So why would the Torah Dafka mention the remez and the obligation to be Maver Sedra and Shemais? By this time, if anybody's interested, they're going to say, you know, let me know when Bezois HaBracha comes. I always like to speak about it, Parshas Bereishis. That's the logical time to speak about the mitzvah of Maver Sedra. Why would there be a remez to the mitzvah of Maver Sedra, specifically in Sefer Shemais? So I'd like to offer today a very novel reason for this question, something I saw a few years ago, but I think it's very beautiful. But today we're going to offer three explanations for this classic remez. Again, it's not just the Bala Turim. It's codified by the Levush. It's brought Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's brought by the Poskim. Why is there a remez to Shnayim Mikro V'Echad Targum all the way in Sefer Shemais? What does it got to do with Sefer Shemais? So the Chida and the Chaymas Anach asks this question. He says, "V'tzarch lahavin mai shaite de remez zekan." What is this remez doing here? So the Chida offers a Kabbalistic interpretation, which is beyond the scope of the shir and beyond the scope of my ability to comprehend and to articulate. And the words are: there's something called klipas noiga. Klipas noiga is a bad koyach ha-tumma, a bad klipa. Somehow it is connected with Tumas Mitzrayim, and therefore upon the descent to Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us the way to somehow overcome klipas noiga, which is also connected to the Targum, is by being Maver the Sedra. Okay? I invite everybody to read what the Chida quotes here to try to figure it out and understand it. But let's begin with approach number one. Why is there a remez to Shnayim Mikra, specifically in the beginning of Sefer Shemais? So, there's a beautiful Sefer called Gam Ani Oidcha by Rabbi Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinovich. Not to be confused with Rabbi Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinovich. Okay? The Rabbi Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinovich, he wrote... many people, they go to Eretz Yisrael, and he's one of the big destinations. He's one of the Rosh Yeshiva Shara Shamayim, very warm individual. And I believe this is his nephew, who's also a big mechaber. And in the back of his sefer, he has shailos he asked Reb Chaim Knievsky. And then Reb Chaim will give like a one or two word response, and then he'll elaborate the true meaning of what Reb Chaim was saying. Okay. So Reb Chaim was asked the following question. Here you have a guy. He never knew about Maver Sedra, let's say. And he's apprised of the mitzvah when it comes to Chveis, Parshas Tazria. And there's no way the guy doesn't have the gadil to catch up from Bereishis. Or even a guy, he falls behind and he's up to Vayetze. There's no way the guy's catching up. You know, too much. He doesn't have the patience. He doesn't have the zitzfleisch. Is there any point in continuing if you miss the first couple of parashas? Or if you're, is it all or nothing? You would think it's all or nothing. Because it's called Hamashlim Parash Yosef. So if by Vizois HaBracha, you're not finishing Vizois HaBracha, you're not finishing the Torah, there's no point in going back. L'chayra, you should wait until the new cycle, and then start with the new cycle. It's, let's say a guy like this, you know. The guy's up to Maid, and we say, Rabbi Yid, you said Yal V'Yavai. He said, no, I didn't say it. Rabbi Yid, you have to start the Shemoneh Esrei over. Pal, there's no way in the world I'm saying 17 brachas again. So at least I'll say the end. You say, no, if you're not going to go back, just stop in your tracks and go home. Take call of the day. Right? There's no purpose. And if you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you cannot finish the Shemana Esrei. There's no purpose in finishing it. So what about a guy who missed the beginning of being Mamas? Is there any tachlis in continuing on from where you're up to? So Reb Chaim answered, Yesh Inyan. There is an Inyan. So says Ram Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinovich, Lefizeh, I understand why there's a remez to being Maver Sedra in Shemais. Had it been in Bereishis, so you'd say, okay, be Maver Sedra. So the guy would say, I'll be Maver Sedra and I'll start from the beginning. But we're sure that if the guy hasn't done it until Shemais, he ain't going back. But the Torah is saying, even if you're not going to go back, there's still a Toyelis to start right here. He says, maybe that's why the Torah is merames to the mitzvah of Maver Sedra in this juncture, so that you shouldn't think that there's no inyan to start if you're not going to go back to the beginning. That's the first approach. Approach number two.
Well, he's bar mitzvah Rebbe, and he's bar mitzvah in the middle of the year, so now he has a hischaibus. Does he write in preparation, or he just starts from when he's bar mitzvah? If you're able to start in the middle, fine. If not, that doesn't make sense.
You mean, should he, is he obligated to continue?
Yeah, he's obligated to start when he's, he has his kindness and mitzvahs.
Yay, Shinyan.
Good answer.
Okay, here's the second approach. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Ami, lo'olam yashem adam parshiyos in latzibor, va'afilu ataros v'divayn. You should be Maver Sedra, even the names of the cities, Me'ever Le'yardin. Rashi says, what's even the words Ataras V'divayn? Says, Rashi, ain't by Targum. There's no Targum. And even though there's no Targum, you still read it a third time. Says Toisvis. Toisvis is explaining Rashi, Perush Rashi. Afilu Ataras V'divayn, she'ein by Targum, tzach l'kroys ha'shloish ha'pamim be'ivri. So Fractosis, why did it pick Ataras V'divayn? Ataras V'divayn has Targum Yushalmi. Why didn't it say, it should have said Ruvain V'Shimayn, or a different pasuk that doesn't even have Targum Yushalmi. So Tosis says, you know why you picked Ataras V'divayn? Even though there's no Targum Yedua, only Targum Yushalmi, you should say the Targum. So the Torah points out that there's actually a machlokes over here. The Torah says there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Torah says, "Afilu ataris v'divayin, peirush Reb Shloimai, afal pi she'ein by targum, ula peirush zeh, even Ruvain v'Shimon, you have to say three times. Even something that has no targum at all, even like Ruvain v'Shimon, what's the targum on Ruvain v'Shimon? Ruvain v'Shimon, you still have to say that three times, even though there's no targum. But some say, you know why you picked ataris v'divayin? Because there is some Targum Yerushalmi, and only Ataras V'divayn, where there's Targum Yerushalmi, you have to read it three times. But Ruvain V'Shimayn, you don't have to read. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Do you need to be Metargim Ruvain V'Shimayn, even though there's no Targum? Do you need to read it a third time? So comes the Sefer, Nefesh Yehoinasan, that the Torah strategically was Marames to the midst of being Maver Sedra in the beginning of Shemais, because we're about to read the psukim that you would think have no obligation to read a third time, namely Reuven v'Shimon, Levi v'Yehuda. So the Torah, he says, is being merames to the chiyah being maver sedra as a precursor to Reuven v'Shimon to say that we should go like Shitas Rashi, that you need to be maver the sedra, even on words that not only don't have targum onklus, but don't have targum yishalmi either, to indicate like Shitas Rashi. Okay, that's approach number two. Not every word, but here these are mamish psukim that every word of the all the psukim we're about to mention don't have any targum at all. Here's approach number three. This is a new one. This is a novel approach. Okay, you get out your notebooks. Everybody likes preparing Divrei Torah for the Seder, so don't say you know I didn't give you anything good to say over. We're starting now. You know, Mea Ushloishim Yoim Kaidim Achag, and we know that the Haggadah Shel Pesach begins, I don't know, I made that up, how many days? You know, what? Okay. Says the Haggadah begins, Halach ma'anya di'achol avasan baradim etzroyim, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yivsach, ha shata hacha, l'shana ba ba'arad yisrael, ha shata avdei, L'shana ba'a b'nei chayrin. The Haggadah begins in what language? Aramaic. Very interesting. Is the whole halach ma'anya in Aramaic? No. There's one word that's not in Aramaic. Chayrin. Chayrin is Hebrew. It should say b'nei chari. That's not going to work out for me. So we're going to say it's Aramaic. Okay? So, chayrin... That also doesn't work out for me. But chayrin is the only word that's written in Hebrew. Why is the last word of the perek written here? You'll see where I'm getting this from. Okay, just bear with me. This is the Abarbanel's kasha. Abarbanel asks, the Abarbanel wants to know, why is the first stanza of the Haggadah written in Aramaic? Lamas in the Haggadah that, of the Abarbanel, Lamas sidru chazal ha-maimer harishan me-Haggadah b'lashan arami holach ma'anya. The rest of the Haggadah is in Lashon HaKodesh. By the way, I would add, there is one more part of the Haggadah that's also in Aramaic. The end of the Haggadah. The end of the Haggadah. So the Haggadah begins and the Haggadah ends in Aramaic. Why? So the Abarbanel says very simply, because we're about to invite the Aniyim. So if you invite them in Swahili, they're not going to know what you're talking about. And this was written in Bavel. So you want to speak to Aniyim or a Babylonian, you got to talk their language. Come into my house. You need to speak to them a language they understand. So it opens up in Aramaic. But Reb Elyo HaKoyein Me'izmir, the Baal Shevet Musar, in number 26, he points out that if this was the reason why it was written in Aramaic, why would we go in the last word and switch it to Hebrew? Why would we call it Chayrin? Okay, fine. Let us continue on. In the Haggadah, we say, Tseilomad ma'bikesh lavan ha'arami lasis liyakovinu. So when we talk about the evil plot of Lavan, we make sure to call him an Arami. We make sure to say that he is from the country that they speak Aramaic. Why is that important to focus on? Well, the Torah says that. The Torah says, Arami oivei ravi. Not Lavan wanted to destroy my father, an Arami wanted to destroy my father. As if the fact that he's an Arami has something to do with the way that he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. And then the Haggadah continues, Vayered Mitzrayma Onos al pi hadibor, which literally means they were compelled to go down based on the command of Hashem, based on what Hashem said, but we're going to explain that in a new way as well. So we have an interesting machloikis between Yaakov Avinu and Rachel, which, you know what we're going to say? This was a machloikis. It wasn't a machloikis. It's what we call semantics. Vayhi b'tzeis nafsha kimesa. She's about to die. Vatikru Shemoy ben Oini. She says, Vikare Shemoy be Yisrael ben Oini. And Yaakov says, nice try. The Aviv Karaloi ben Yamin. No, not listening to you. You could be dying, but I'm still not listening to you. Rachel calls him Ben Oini, and Yaakov says, no, you're Binyamin. Says the Bereishis Rabbah, what's the difference between Ben Oini and Binyamin? Says Bereishis Rabbah, means exactly the same thing. Bartzari B'lashon Arami. Rachel says, hey, we're going to call it the son of my pain. I gave birth to you in tremendous pain. I'm about to die. So Yaakov says, no, no, don't say it that way. Say it in Hebrew. Binyamin. Meaning they're calling him the same name. Rachel saying it in Aramaic and Yaakov saying it in Hebrew. Yes.
Rashi says, Yamin means south.
When you give a share on Rashi, we'll see what Rashi says. This is what the Medrash says, yeah? So Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, and Yosef has many choices of what he could tell his brothers in his opening remarks. He could say, how you doing? Was machter? What's going on? How's mom? No. How's life? Yosef says two things. V'hine einechem royois, v'hine achi ben yamin, kifi amedaber aleichem. You see, it's my mouth. How? Kifi amedaber aleichem, says Rashi, b'loshen ha-kodesh. I'm speaking in Hebrew. So Yosef's opening sentence to his brothers is basically, check me out, I speak Hebrew. I mean, you'd think they know that. That's the language he's speaking to them in. So if he's speaking to them in Hebrew, they know he's speaking in Hebrew. Why does he need to point this out? So, what the idea that we're going to say, what it's based on, is based on a tremendous principle that is brought in two Svarim. It's brought in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah, or the Rebbe Reb Heschel of Krakow. He was the Rav of Krakow before the Megala HaMukos, before the Bach, I believe. Excuse me, before the Taz, before the Megala HaMukos. And he quotes the Sefer Galya Razia. And this is also quoted in the Sefer Lev Aryeh, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Lev Hashki, who's also one of the Kadmoinim of the Balei Drush. He's quoted extensively by the Chida. And they both say the following principle, that the reason why Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, and there are some holes here, and we'll point them out, but this is a long-standing Yisoid in the world of Drush, and brought by Kadmoinim, that the reason why Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, whose fault was it? Yaakov's fault. What did Yaakov do wrong? He allowed something to creep into the Torah. What did he allow to creep into the Torah? Aramaic. When did he allow Aramaic to creep into the Torah? When he's talking to his Shver. By the way, it's an interesting thing. Does anybody familiar with one conversation in the whole Chumash of anyone speaking to their mother-in-law? Just curious. No. And there's one conversation, now with the father-in-law, here we have one, and it didn't end well. Yaakov Avinu is speaking to Lavan, and Lavan says, Yigar so adusa, and Yaakov says, no, galed. Says the Galya Raza, because Yaakov allowed Aramaic into the Torah, it destroyed us, and it was going to destroy us. And we were going to have to go down to Mitzrayim. And the remez is, Vayikra loy lovon yigar so hadusa, v'yakov kol egali. That's why when they sold Yosef, Vayishru lecho lechem, number 24, Vayisway neem vayiru v'inei, Orchas yishme'elem ba'a mi Gilad. What do you mean coming from Gilad? What's Gilad? Says the Rebbe of Heschel, it's a remez to Galad. That the reason why they're going down to Mitzrayim is because Yaakov allowed Yigar Sa'adusa to go into the Torah, which is the Aramaic of Galad. This is the Pshat, Arami Oyved Avi, the Aramaic of my father Yaakov nearly destroyed us. Therefore, we had to go down to Mitzrayim. That's the Pshat, says the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Anus al pi hadibur. We were compelled because of the speech of Aramaic that was injected in the Torah. So what this means, first of all, Yaakov didn't say Yigar so adusa. Yaakov said, Galed. So let's say it simply now, and then maybe at the end we'll add Hezber. It seems like the fact that Yaakov even entered into this conversation and responded to it and didn't tell the Hishver, don't say that! Don't say that word! Somehow, Yaakov is liable and culpable for allowing this Aramaic word to creep in the Torah. And because of that, we had to go down to Mitzrayim. That's what the Rebbe Reb Heschel writes. That's what the Lev Aryeh writes. That's what the Shevet Musa writes. This is one of the ancient ideas in the Sifrei Drosh. Chas v'shalom. So we'll try to explain what this means. But these are the words. Now, says the Lev Aryeh, this explains that when the brothers meet Yosef, Yosef knows the only way we're going to get out of here is if we somehow overcome the fact that the Aramaic creeped into the Torah. So Yosef says, don't worry, we're not stuck here. Rashi says, don't worry. Now, says the Lev Aryeh, and we're going to add to this, this is why there's a remez to Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum in the beginning of Sefer Shemois, to realize that the V'yecha Targum was Goyrem V'elish Nizmei Yisrael B'Mitzrayma, that we were by Mitzrayma. In other words, if you want to know the Siba of why we came to Mitzrayim, it's because Targum, V'chayiv Adam Likros HaParsha, Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, the Targum that got stuck in the Torah, was the Siba that we had to go down to Mitzrayim. Now, this is the Yisoid. Based on this Yisoid, even Kadmoinim, Arboina, a few different interesting things based on this Yisoid. So comes the Shevet Musar, and the Shevet Musar writes in his Haggadah, number 26, Haggadah Eliyahu. He says, based on the Gal Yorazia, quoted by the Rebbe of Heschel, quoted by the Chidah, quoted by the Lev Aryeh, that the reason we went down to Mitzrayim is why? Because Arami Oyved Avi, the Aramaic that was injected in the Torah. And for the reasoning of Onos Al Pi Adibur, now we know why the Haggadah begins with Halach Ma'anya B'Lashon Aramaic. Because we want to set the tone, we want to understand exactly what's this night all about. Why did we have to go down to Mitzrayim in the first place? What are we trying to overcome? So why we had to go down? We had to go down Ha Lachmanya, because Arami Oyved Avi, because of the Aramaic that got injected in the Torah. And that's why he says, not like the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says Halachmanya was written in Aramaic because for the Aniyim to understand. So he asks, so why do we say a number of words in Hebrew, including Chayrin? So he says, it purposely put in one or two Hebrew words to alert you to the change, so that you recognize that it's these words of Aramaic that somehow were put in the Torah that we had to go down to Mitzrayim in the first place.
Is it possible that the reason why we went to Mitzrayim is because of the Lechem?
The Lechem?
Yes. Yeah. That's why we say Halachma.
So Mr. Neer wants to say a nice pshat. But it's not necessarily connected to my shir, but I'm going to take credit for it because you thought of it because you were sitting, right? That you want to say, okay, so let's pause for a moment. We're going to, Mr. Neer, Rabbi Rachmiel Neer has a very nice Dvar Torah, right? He wants to say, because Yosef was sold for bread and it wasn't nice that they ate bread, therefore we start the Haggadah Halach Ma'anya. The Gevaldige Pshat.
It wasn't nice that they ate bread.
But it's, what?
Who ate bread?
The brothers. It's a good shot, but it's, you know, side point of the share. I like it. Put it in the Haggadah, you know? Saying halachma, it's a remez, you know? Look, I'm not responsible to explain to you his Torah, you know? Okay, fine.
Why are you sticking over here? But Yaakov, why are we blaming him?
Why are we blaming him?
Yeah, it's Avram's fault. Not Yaakov.
That's a kasha on all the different sibois that are given in Chazal.
Plain and simple. Why sticking Yaakov into this?
But Megalgalin Chayiv Ayidei Chayiv, there has to be a Siba that something had to happen that triggered that Gezerah, that allowed the Gezerah to be Chal, And these chachamim are attributing it to the fact that Aramaic was injected to the Torah. But wait a minute. Give me one more minute. So right now, one second, please. Right now we're saying that the reason why the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra is in the beginning of Shemois is to be merames, that the reason we go down to Mitzrayim was because of Aramaic. Now watch this. I found a random Chassam Sofer in the middle of Chulin. The Chassam Sofer says, a dover nifla ma'od, and I think this will open up an amazing understanding why the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra is alluded to in the very beginning of Shemois. The Chassam Sofer is talking about Klipas Noiga, that the Chida made reference to, that's connected to Targum. Says the Chassam Sofer, how do we overcome the Klipa of Noiga? How do we conquer the Tumah of Targum? When you're Mavar Sedra, Shnayim Mikra, you're Mavatil the Targum and the Tumah through the process of Bittul Baroiv Chad Betray. You hear this? Look at number 29. Chassam Sofer writes like randomly, L'chein Soruch L'sakna L'vatla Chad Betray B'Shnayim Mikra. So it comes out, Oyoim V'noira Pilei Plan. According to the Rebbe of Heschel, and according to the Lev Aryeh, and according to the Chidah, and according to the Shevet Musar, why did we go down to Mitzrayim? Because of the Aramaic that was injected in the Torah, either by Lavan, or we're blaming Yaakov for allowing it, but that's what they write. The Aramaic that somehow crept into the Torah is considered to have corrupted the Torah to the sense that we had to go down to Mitzrayim to eradicate that. So how do we get out of Mitzrayim? How do we correct that? We're mevatel the targum chad betray, bittul barayv. So it comes out pilei ploim. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam is always makdim the refuah to the makah. So in the beginning of Shemos, we're talking about going down to Mitzrayim. There, it has to be that in the opening pasuk of Shemos, not only would it tell us why we went down to Mitzrayim, it has to be telling us how we get out of Mitzrayim. It has to be the Ribbono Shel Olam is always makdim refuah lemakah. And sure enough, the opening of Shemos says, by the way, as you're going down to Mitzrayim, you know how you're getting out of Mitzrayim? The Eila Shemos B'nei Yisrael Habam Mitzrayim, the Chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. Because the reason we're going down to Mitzrayim is Halach Ma'anya, and the way you get out is your Mevatel the Targum Chad Betray. No wonder then that Chazal tell us, why? Because we know all trouble and all difficulty and all setbacks are a result of galus. So if there would ever be a way that you could overcome the galus and the causes of galus, that would grant you prolonged happiness. Arucha! Life! Sure enough, Chazal say, since the way you get out of Mitzrayim is v'chayiv adam likuris haparsha shnayim mikvecha targum kol hamashlim parshiyosav imat zibur marichin lo yom avu shnayisav. Yeah. So even though the Marsha says in Masechet Megillah that Targum is very familiar to our people. And the reason why it's very familiar is because our Zayda was Lavan. And that's the language that we spoke before we ever spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And Targum is Nimsura Misinai. So what exactly, first of all, let's try to understand this a little bit. And again, I'm just presenting you, these are very classic sources that date back 400, 500 years. But it's hard to understand, what does it mean Yaakov Avinu allowed Targum to enter the Torah? What did he do already? What was he supposed to do? He didn't write the Torah. This is what Lavan said, and the Ribbono Shel Olam put it in the Torah. And in fact, Yaakov said anything but that. He said Galed. Another question you could ask is, these are not the only Aramaic words in the Torah. For example, I don't know, Tzavnas Paneach means deciphering secrets, no? There's a word in the Torah that is for sure not in Lashon HaKodesh, and that is the Rashbam says that when the Jewish people encountered the food from heaven, they called it man. Man is Aramaic, is Hebrew. Man means ma. They should have said, ma. Why do they call it man? What, they're Jamaican? Why do they call it man? Right? I once met an individual. They said, hi, man. I said, it's rabbi to you, you know? But what's man? Man is Egyptian. It's Egyptian. Did that ruin anything? Did that ruin something? So first of all, in what way did Yaakov Avinu allow the Targum and the Torah? He didn't say it in Targum. And secondly, what's wrong with the Targum? Targum is me. Third of all, Targum is so bad, really? You ever look in Sefer Ezra? What language is it written in?
Daniel.
What about, what? Daniel is very much in Aramaic. What about Talmud Bavli? There's a problem with that? We don't do that? So first of all, you have to say the problem is only in the Chumash, not in the other Svarim. But we find words in the Chumash that are not in Lashon HaKodesh. So again, this is just a suggestion, and that is, there's nothing wrong with Aramaic. Here's the problem. The problem is that Lashon HaKodesh has to always remain the supreme language. Always has to have supremacy over the other languages. When Targum is giving prominence, and Lashon HaKodesh is then a shivcha to Aramaic, then you're sort of diminishing the prestige of Lashon HaKodesh. That's a big problem. So when Lavan said, Yigar so hadusa, and Yaakov said, by the way, for all those who don't know what Yigar so hadusa means, let me try to explain to you the meaning of this Aramaic word. So Yaakov Avinu translates it into Hebrew as if the Hebrew is there to be subjugated, to be subservient to the Aramaic. So Yaakov Avinu has placed Lashon HaKodesh as inferior to the superior language of Aramaic. That's a problem. The fact that he translated Aramaic into Lashon HaKodesh. But the fact that Jews said this is what it is, that's the language they spoke. That's a halbutzara. It's not a big deal. But maybe the reason the Rebbe of Heschel is blaming Yaakov, he didn't even speak Aramaic. The problem is not using the word. The problem is showing, because we know Lashon HaKodesh is the mother of all tongues, is the first language. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. To put anything under it, maybe that's what the issue is. But Mar Rabbeisa, we offered three approaches as to why the mitzvah of being Mavre Sedra is alluded to in the very beginning of Sefer Shemais. Number one, to teach that even if you haven't started yet, it's never too late to start. Number two, to teach to follow the practice of Rashi, that even words like Ruvain Shimon that have no Aramaic at all, you should still read it a third time. And finally, based on the Chassam Sofer says the purpose of Mavre Sedra is to be Mevatel Targum. Putting that together with the Yisoid of the Rebbe of Heschel, that the reason we went down to Mitzrayim is because of the Aramaic that got inserted into the Torah, we now understand that we went down to Mitzrayim Onos Al Pi HaDibur. We went down to Mitzrayim Arami Oyved Avi because of the Aramaic that got injected in the Torah. We got out, Yosef says, don't worry, I'm still speaking in Lashon HaKodesh, Ki Pi HaMedaber Aleichem. So Rebbe Shem wants to give us the refuah before the Makkah. How do you get out of Golos Bechlal? How does a person overcome even personal difficulty? There's a great mitzvah of being Mavre Sedra, Chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha. That's the refuah before the Makkah for Golos Mitzrayim, for personal Golos, Kol HaMashim Parshi Yosef, Marichin LaYama Vishnoisav. But maybe we could add, the Haggadah ends in Aramaic, to be Merames, that we still have not yet reached El HaMenucha V'El HaNachala. We still have some Bittul Targum to go. And Bezos Hashem, we hope to get there B'mher V'yomenu. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.